This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Ben Bernanke tells Europe, trust me, I know what I'm doing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the trading day. In a moment, the Fed chairman was in Frankfurt this morning defending his attempts to boost the U.S. economy. We'll find out how the Europeans are reacting. But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is down about 50 points right now at 11,131. The Nasdaq down about 0.5%. And the S&P 500 also down about 0.5%. We got earnings this morning from H.J. Heinz Company. It posted a better-than-expected quarterly profit thanks to higher ketchup sales in emerging countries. In Asia, markets were mixed after China told its banks to hold more money in reserves. The country is trying to cool inflation, which hit 4.4% last month. Now to the Fed's effort to boost lending here in the U.S., and Chairman Bernanke's attempts to convince the world that pumping an additional $600 billion into the economy was the right thing to do. Let's bring in David Kelly, chief market strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. He joins us now live. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's listen quickly to some of what Chairman Bernanke had to say in Frankfurt this morning.
Insufficiently supportive policies in advanced economies could undermine the recovery not only in those economies, but for the world as a whole.
For the world as a whole. David Kelly, do you think the Europeans are buying that?
Not really. I mean, I think the Europeans would like to see a stronger U.S. economy, but not one that is stronger because of us getting more trade. Everybody's trying to get a low currency. Everybody wants to increase their exports. And the Fed's policy of a very expansionary monetary policy is pushing down the dollar. It's helping our exports, but it's hurting Europe's exports.
Do you think the Fed's policy is working the way Chairman Bernanke wants it to?
No, I don't think so. A lot of people worry about the inflationary effects of quantitative easing. But my real problem is that in order to sell this policy, he's really having to undermine confidence. And if you look at what he said in his speeches this morning in Europe, they really talk about the weakness of the economy, the potential for a relapse. And the problem is the American economy is not suffering from a lack of liquidity. It's suffering from a lack of confidence. It's kind of like if you've got a car and the spark plugs are shot, and you keep on flooding the engine with gasoline. And so I think the real problem is one of confidence, and the more the Federal Reserve tries to help the economy, the more it's actually undermining confidence.
Okay, David Kelly, chief market strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Well, a federal judge in California will consider a motion by Toyota this morning to dismiss hundreds of lawsuits filed against the company. It has to do with the sudden acceleration problems that caused Toyota to recall millions of vehicles. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
The suits Toyota is hoping to have dismissed mostly deal with the reason behind the acceleration problems. Toyota says the problem was floor mats sticking to the gas pedals, but these suits claim the problem is actually caused by electronic controls in the car. It's an important difference, says Peter Wells with the Center for Automotive Industry Research.
Electronic systems and their mechanical interface goes to the heart, really, of what Toyota does. And it's also an issue that will spread across many products. Whereas if it's an issue to do with the floor mat, it's something which is less systematically going to affect the company.
Wells says the sudden acceleration problems have done significant damage to Toyota. The carmaker did post a profit last quarter, but with flat sales, Toyota's lost market share in the U.S. for the first time in more than a decade. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Toyota is sharing technology and ideas for a better world. Learn more at toyota.com/ideas for good. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. and by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com.
We've been talking about a couple of proposals that have come out in the last week or so to cut U.S. deficits, one from the president's own deficit-cutting commission, the other from a bipartisan group in Washington. Well, Peter Coy has been digging into the details of both of them. He's the economics editor at Bloomberg Businessweek magazine, and he's with me here in New York. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Would both of these plans solve our debt problems?
On paper, yes, they would go a very long ways to solving it. But if you look closely, both of them are highly contingent on the assumption that past 2020, the government will somehow be able to get a handle on Medicare and Medicaid. If that doesn't happen, we're off to the races. The debt will just soar as a percentage of GDP.
When people hear about all these different plans, how do they know what to pay attention to? What should they be focusing on, and what might actually stick around and get into law?
I think we should be looking at the home mortgage deduction. For the first time in decades, there's actually a chance that that'll be curtailed in some way. Almost every economist you find will agree that that is promoting a lot of debt and not advancing the country in the way it needs to be going. And then the other thing is anybody going to come up with a good plan for the long-term problem of Medicare and Medicaid? We haven't seen it yet.
Because Medicare and Medicaid add up to the biggest share of our budget. Right.
Yeah.
Now, there's a new NBC Wall Street Journal poll out this week that says that 70% of people are uncomfortable with making cuts to programs like Medicare, Social Security, and defense, even in order to balance the budget. How can they get these things done if nobody wants to do it?
America has to grow up. We've seen what happened to Greece, Ireland, Iceland, when they let their finances get out of control. The markets can turn very quickly from supportive to bond market vigilantes on the loose. I talked to Pete Peterson, the 84-year-old guy who's contributed $1 billion of his own money to try to sensitize people about this.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he thinks his job is to change the public's attitudes. Once the public gets more receptive to this, then it will be possible for politicians to do the right thing.
Peter Coy, he's economics editor for Bloomberg Businessweek, and he's just done a big story about the deficit-cutting plans that are out there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And finally, the precursor to Facebook has sold at auction for about $30,000. The website is FaceMash, and it was put together back in 2003 by Facebook's creator, Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook, by the way, now has about 500 million users. When FaceMash launched, it attracted about 450. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Have you ever wondered how fast food restaurants make those burgers look so good when the real thing just doesn't measure up?
My medium, photography, is used by corporations to sort of sell an image that doesn't exist.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, picturing the real value of our food. We'll have the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.